again, and welcome to another episode of the Auto Remarketing Podcast. I'm your host, Nick Zolovich, part of the team at Cherokee Media Group, and senior editor of Subprime Auto Finance News and AutoFin Journal. For this episode of the podcast, pleased to be joined with Daniel Chu, who is the founder and chief executive officer of Tricolor Auto Group, which has a total of 30 dealerships in 12 different markets in Texas and California. Daniel, thank you so much for being a part of the podcast.
Appreciate it. It's a pleasure to participate.
And Daniel, you've been involved with a variety of business endeavors, founding 6 other companies altogether. But take us through, how did you get into auto financing and retailing, and what interests and excites you about these particular spaces?
Well, I think really at a very early stage in my professional career, I recognized that the idea of building something and creating something was really intriguing to me. The process of really starting from the ground up and getting a group of people to all align around a vision to building an enterprise that ultimately created value was particularly attractive to me. And so I've been in auto finance for most of the last 25 years, really particularly focused on this integrated retail auto FinCo model that people in the auto industry refer to as buy here, pay here.
Very good, very good. And Tricolor focuses on the Hispanic market, operating in Texas and in California. Just what are the keys to retailing vehicles to consumers in which Spanish and not English is their first language? Just take us through what that process has been like for your company.
Sure. So for us, it's really more than just the difference in the language that we use to interact with our customer. It's really about using our direct interaction with that customer in our retail auto dealerships to really build a deep understanding of their cultural values. And that's been the unique opportunity that we've tried to capitalize on at Tricolor. We've assembled a team that I believe has deep, not only analytical experience, but really deep technology experience. And so we've tried to take a very data-driven approach to understanding the specific needs and the specific preferences of this Hispanic consumer. We do that by executing a process that is commonly referred to as design thinking. And design thinking really starts with the customer. It's a customer-centric approach. And it's an approach that really depends on treating that relationship with a high level of empathy. So you truly understand the needs of that customer and in turn are able to build a business model that serves to address those specific needs as effectively as possible and really build a very differentiated and very compelling value proposition to that customer.
Again, our special guest for this episode of the Auto Remarketing Podcast is Daniel Chu, who is the founder and chief executive of Tricolor Auto Group, which operates a total of 30 dealerships in Texas and California, and in the Golden State as the Ganas Auto Group. And you referenced your experience in auto financing and analysis and analytics. Nowadays, we're in the fourth quarter of 2019, and there's discussion about uncertainty and maybe even perhaps a recession. Just in your experience and view, just if we do slide into a recessionary situation, just how prepared are finance companies to handle changing conditions if, in fact, they do come to fruition?
Sure. So, you know, consumer finance companies really across all asset classes, not only auto, but for sure mortgage, unsecured, you know, credit card, student loan have all really, I think, been the beneficiary of really close to record low unemployment levels and generally, you know, an economy that continues to show very, very positive signs. But as we look back to the financial crisis and the last slowdown that we experienced about 10 years ago, it's clear there is a correlation between unemployment rates and, call it, performance of the different ABS consumer portfolios. And so, for sure, as an auto lender, we want to be aware of that correlation. That said, if you look historically at the performance of auto loans during periods of economic slowdown, without any question, the impact is not nearly as severe as what we would have seen, for example, in the last subprime mortgage crisis. And so, you know, with auto, if you look at the impact of unemployment across the different tiers of credit in auto, it's really hard to see impact on a, say, cum loss basis that would, at the high end, exceed, call it, 300 basis points of cum loss. So really, maybe to some degree, you know, a fraction of what we saw in subprime mortgage. And I think that's important to understand when people try to contemplate the scenarios that could unfold to the extent we do see a recession. You know, what is the severity as it relates to auto? And I think one of the probably incorrect predictions would be to expect it to reach the loss levels or even anywhere close to the loss levels that we saw in mortgage. And there are really just a lot of factors that really prevent that from happening, probably not the least of which is the maintenance of the collateral value that of the underlying loan. So for sure it's a dynamic that we want to prepare for. You know, we operate, as you know, in a segment that's referred to as buy here, pay here. In most cases, buy here, pay here within the continuum of auto lending is really serving as the lender of last resort. Call it the bottom of the food chain across the up and down the tiers of credit. And as such, being at the very bottom of that food chain, generally, we've seen buy here, pay here behave actually countercyclically in the event of a recession. And so you hear many buy here, pay here operators around the country actually speak with some level of optimism that we might see a recession, because in that recessionary environment, what we've seen historically is that lenders that would serve a subprime consumer, the indirect lenders, you know, the Santanders and the Capital Ones and throw Wells Fargo in there, those large-scaled lenders that have market share in the subprime space are going to tighten credit. They're going to become more conservative. They're going to decidedly reduce the number of originations that they do during that period of uncertainty. And so the overall effect on the market for a buy here, pay here is that operator sees his addressable market actually expand. He sees customers coming into his dealership, potential borrowers or potential purchasers of automobiles who he is going to finance. He sees borrowers that are of superior credit quality than he would, for example, in times of prosperity like we've enjoyed for some period now. And so for buy here, pay here, I think it would be fairly reasonable to conclude that industry is going to behave counter-cyclically. For us, financing a Hispanic consumer, it's a little bit different. We would at a high level say buy here, pay here is addressing a consumer with poor credit. We would say our business model is built to address a consumer with no credit. But that said, both groups, both categories of borrowers are really going to experience a scenario where lenders that would typically extend credit to them would move upstream, would tighten, therefore pushing them down to the operators who are again sitting at the bottom of the food chain. And so those operators, Tricolor included, would have the benefit of being more selective, having more applications, and being able to be more selective in who we would choose to finance. So again, buy here, pay here, more of a countercyclical business, and we would see evidence of the market's acknowledgement of that today if you just look at the only buy here, pay here that's traded publicly, America's Car Mart. America's Car Mart has been on a nice run with their stock price. There's really no other newsworthy item there's no other development in that company that would precipitate the stock to really run the way it has, other than the fact that people view it as a business that will benefit in the event that the economy slows down. So, interesting to discuss and speculate the impact of a potential recession across the continuum of lenders that are active in our space, but for sure those who are serving the deeper tiers of credit, we would suggest will experience actually some benefit.
Again, our special guest for this episode of the Auto Remarketing Podcast is Daniel Chu, who is the founder and chief executive of Tricolor Auto Group, which operates 30 buy-here-pay-here dealerships in Texas and California. And Daniel, to wrap up our conversation, no matter which direction the economy trends toward, just what have been the successes and challenges that Tricolor has enjoyed and challenges overcome that's brought it to its current status to be prepared for no matter what might be coming down the road?
Sure. So in the consumer finance business, I think most operators would agree that the most important component to their sustainability is access to capital. And so what we've tried to do is to take this very very focused approach toward analytics, data, and now really the application of technologies like artificial intelligence and machine learning, and use it in such a way that it enables us to improve our access to capital. And so how do we do that? We would contend that we are the only lender among all of the bond issuers in auto ABS or subprime auto ABS. We would say we're the only lender that's been able to successfully issue an investment grade bond with loans backed by credit invisible consumers. And we've been able to do that through a process of building a risk model that's data driven, analytically driven, tech driven, and now driven by machine learning, which gives us insights and the ability to segment a borrower, which up to this point, no other lenders of scale have really been able to segment. Because within this universe of borrowers that we attract, who many of whom have no credit, many of whom are either credit invisible or have such little amount of credit that they would effectively be unscorable, that universe in America is probably close to 50 million people across the U.S. We believe there's tremendous upside to be able to take that universe of borrowers that doesn't really have the ability to access traditional mainstream credit, build an analytical model that allows us to segment that consumer and then serve that consumer with a value proposition in terms of financing that is not only affordable and reasonable and fair, but most importantly, gives that consumer a chance to be successful with their loan and ultimately access more mainstream financing on perhaps the next purchase of their vehicle. And that's really fundamental to our business model. And so if people say, well, what is the company most proud of in terms of, call it, the successes or its accomplishments? It's the fact that we've been able to utilize technology to ultimately enhance the quality of life for our borrower. We see a lot of instances where certain financing models impose terms on customers that really make it impossible for that borrower to actually be successful, either because it's an extraordinarily high loan to value that where the underlying collateral will not perform through the term of the loan, or it's an interest rate and a payment that is incongruent with the borrower's real day-to-day and monthly budget. We've seen those types of scenarios that are really unrealistic for borrowers. What we've aspired to do is use technology, build a model that allows us to provide financing terms that are actually realistic, that are affordable. In turn, our borrowers can be successful. And what we really hope is that our borrowers will use that success, that track record, that data that now has been reported into the Bureau to access even a lower cost of funds on their next purchase, and as well access a lower cost of funds across all the financial services that they need to improve their lifestyle, whether it be an unsecured loan, a credit card, or in some cases, what we've seen, even a mortgage. So, you know, the mission of the company and the approach we've had has been rewarding. And I would say, you know, the team that we've assembled is all aligned around that vision to ultimately enhance the quality of our customers' life.
That's Daniel Chu, the founder and chief executive of Tricolor Auto Group. Daniel, thank you so much for being a part of the podcast.
My pleasure. Thank you. Thank you for giving us this opportunity.
And if you want to review some of the other episodes that we have, please go to our website at autoremarketing.com/podcasts to look through our library of past episodes. From my colleague Joe Overby and our executive producer Matt Rice, I'm Nick Zulovich. We thank you for joining us, and we look forward to having you again next time on the Auto Remarketing Podcast.